Thank you, Michelle Spring.
You're welcome.
Hey, those storms around here.
I know. I'm trying to gather more information. There's so much.
Yeah. Some of the images that I witnessed through social media, if you haven't saw the ones that we posted on Facebook, then they're up there right now for you to check out.
Yeah, if you have more, feel free to...
Trees and homes and uprooted and... It's just crazy. We got, obviously, part of that storm up north in Canton yesterday, but not nearly as bad as you guys got it down here. We had no hail and no wind.
You didn't have any hail?
No hail whatsoever.
No, we didn't. It was crazy. I was watching out the front window, and it got dark all of a sudden, and literally within 30 seconds, it was lightning, thunder, and then torrential downpour. It happened so fast. I mean, I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was going to come that fast.
Yeah.
And the hail was crazy. It was huge. It was like golf ball size.
Yeah, I saw pictures of the hail, somebody holding it in their hand. And, of course, like I said, all the trees down in the area. Did you lose power last night?
For like 30 seconds. That was about it.
No,
but my sister, she lives in Dover, and I think she was out without power for almost 4 hours.
It's rough.
It is rough, especially she has a little baby.
Yeah, no reports yet.
I was in the police station today, and I asked if there were any injuries reported, and they said so far no one has come forward, but that is still yet to be determined.
You
make a few more calls.
You went down the injury path. I was talking no reports of a tornado, which I would have been very disappointed. Like I say all the time, I don't want to see anybody hurt, no loss of life or property damage. But I want to see a tornado one day, and I don't know if yesterday was my only chance.
I don't know if there was a tornado.
I don't think it hasn't been confirmed
yet.
I'm sure we would have known by now, I think.
Right.
I just Googled recent tornado touchdowns, right, to try and see. And there is a website you can go to that has nationwide all the tornadoes that have touched down throughout the country within the past 24 or 48 hours. I went to that website and didn't have one. That said a touchdown in.
I think it takes a day, maybe,
in Northeast
Ohio
to
figure that out.
Yeah, it does until they can officially determine if there was one in the path that it did take. So, it does take a little bit of time.
Crazy.
Glad everyone's safe, though.
Right.
Glad it's all good.
Some of those trees that went into the houses, it looks pretty bad.
Yeah, find us on Facebook and Twitter, 99.9 FM WTUZ. See some of those pictures there.
Just have them send us some more.
Hey, guys, why don't you send us some more pictures? Tell them. You've been here long enough. How can they send us photos?
Email them to me at michelle@wtuz.com.
Very nice.
Or you can just message our Facebook page.
There you go. There's another way. One other way, too.
Text us.
There you go. So proud of you. You're learning so fast. Do you know the number yet?
330-339-9399.
Oh, and Irma Gersh.
Irma Gersh. It's right in front of me.
Oh, well then. You could have just went with it.
I know I could have.
I would have never known.
But that wouldn't be honest, so.
You're right. You are an honest gal. Hey, last night, we've had a lot of finales this week. Last night was the season finale of The Voice. Of course, a couple nights ago, you had Idol and Dancing with the Stars. Coach Kelly Clarkson, in her first season, was the winner of The Voice. Well, she was the winning coach.
Oh, good.
Now, the winner was the youngest champion ever, 15-year-old girl, Bryn Cartelli. She was the winner of The Voice last night. So, Blake Shelton, who has had 6 wins overall in The Voice, will try and reclaim his crown.
Do we know who the new judges are going to be next season?
You have Kelly's coming back.
Oh, she is? Oh, good.
Blake's coming back. Which, by the way, is this still...
Hey, everybody, this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM, and I'm drunk.
We have Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, she's coming back.
It's funny, 2 Idol...
Alums
are going to be on The Voice, Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson. Of course, Adam Lambert. Adam's not going anywhere.
It's Adam Levine.
What did I say?
Lambert.
I'm sorry. Lambert's the gay one, and Levine is...
Lambert is an Idol.
He's also from Idol, too.
Right.
But he's not on any singing competition.
No.
He's actually now the front man for, I think it's Queen, right?
Yes. Super cool.
Yeah. Even tours with him and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was the your voice recap, everybody, from last night. Jason Aldean performed on there last night, too. So did Kane Brown.
Oh, nice.
The finale of The Voice. Carson Daly's still doing his thing.
I love Carson Daly.
Every time I see that guy, it just takes me back to my...
TRL?
Yeah, TRL, after school special days.
When he used to paint his fingernails black. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. When he was a little weird back in the day.
No, he's kind of nostalgic for, I think, our generation.
Has he aged at all?
No, he looks great.
I mean, hair the same.
He looks exactly the same.
Except for the painted nails. Other than that, everything right. else is...
I think he has a couple kids, and he's married now. He was, I think back in his TRL days, he was hooking up with Christina Aguilera.
Is that what the rumor was?
I mean, according to Eminem.
I heard she was hooking up with...
Fred Durst?
Fred Durst, but problem was he had a Limp Bizkit.
Oh!
So you can't really... No.
I need to stop reacting to your dumb jokes.
Sorry. I just do it to get some sort of reaction. And if I get no reaction, that's what all these buttons are for here. Hey, big news. We know all the primaries are going on throughout the country. Stacey Abrams she's going to win the Democratic primary in Georgia's governor's race. But if she does win in November, she'll become the country's first ever black female governor.
I heard that this morning. That's pretty cool.
Which would be obviously... something historic. We all know we've had a black president. Now there's a black princess. She's infiltrated the walls of the castle, if you will. And now we could take another big step.
It's about time.
It's only the 21st century.
Right.
2018.
Yes, I love that.
Hey, you ever seen the movie Failure to Launch?
Yes.
With Matthew McConaughey.
And SJP.
Sarah Jessica Parker, for those who don't know. Yeah. Now, here's a real-life story of failure to launch.
Oh, no.
All right? When did you move out of your parents' house?
18, because that's when I went... No, 17, when I went to college.
Oh, no, hold on. You're not even an adult at that age.
Well, I graduated high school at 17, and... Well, I turned 18 that summer, so 18, when I went to college.
Are you sure this time?
Yeah, sorry. It's been a long time.
Tell me about it. Now, my wife, I know she moved out of her parents' house right when she started going to school, lived in Kent on their main campus, and I was kind of, she had her place, and I was kind of back and forth between her place and my parents' place, but I would say by the age of 19, I was, for the most part, somewhat self-sufficient and didn't live there anymore. But listen to this, a real-life failure to launch. If you will. A judge in New York just recently ordered a 30-year-old man after his parents sued him to get out of his parents' house. Get out of their basement. The guy wasn't paying rent, not doing any chores, no nothing. So the parents said, listen, you won't get out. We'll take you to court, son. And they did exactly that.
I mean, you're 30.
30 years old.
Did he have a job?
You answer that question.
No.
There you go.
See the type that sits in his parents' basement and plays video games all day?
From the looks of him, someone may want to check into his past because he looks...
You're judging him.
Looks somewhat creepy. Judging him based on looks alone. Long, greasy, straggly hair. He's got glasses and a beard on. But anyways, the parents of Michael Rotondo, who, like I said, does not pay rent or help with chores, decided to sue their son after he refused to move out. And just yesterday, New York State judge ordered his eviction. He went to court and argued, listen, I'm family. They should at least give me 6 more months.
No.
Judge was like, listen, bro. Hey,
you're
bro.
30.
We'll take you in, bro. Judge said, listen, you've had about 12 years since you were 18 to get your life together and move out. So the judge said, you're gone.
Get a grip, man.
This could be, we could see more of these in the future. Listen, 18 rolls around. If my twin boys are still around, take them to court right now. I will take them to court this instant.
See, I think you should move out whenever you're 18. Go to school, do whatever you need to get done.
Some parents don't want their children
to go to school?
No, to move out.
Oh my God, get out.
No, I'm serious. Some parents...
I mean, for the child's benefit in life, I think it would help them to... move out, see what's going on in the world, and then come back. Like, when I was done with school, I came back. I was, what, 23? And I moved in with my parents, with my mom, for a little bit until I could find, like, a job that I wanted to. And because when you graduate school, you're in so much debt. So I understand going and moving back in with your parents after you're done with school until you find something. But then once you got a job and a career, it's time to get on out.
You mentioned debt after graduation, and then, yep, 14 years later, yeah, you're still in debt a little bit. Then, you know, when you're 50, oh, you're still paying off that debt.
I hope your student loans are paid off by the time you're 50.
Mine will be my wife's. I mean, probably not. By the time
she's 50. Isn't that so crazy?
Well, yeah. I mean, it cripples a lot of families.
It does. And I think that's why some people move back in with their parents and they stayed for too long, I guess you could say. Because it's hard to find a well-paying job when you have so much debt.
When we moved back from Texas, we shacked up with Becca's parents until we were able to find the house and everything else and get settled right. And secure and everything else. We were living right in their basement.
But you had a job.
I did, yeah.
You weren't in your 30s.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you were?
I was, when we moved back here from Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had a job.
I did, yeah.
This guy didn't have a job.
Right. He's a loser. I'm not.
That's
clearly.
Right.
I mean, clearly. Look. Look at our lives.
And now you have a beautiful family.
I do. I do, indeed. Anyway, hey, like I mentioned, later you have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores. Also, a new country coming your way this morning, too. And, of course, info on our half-off, our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. I want to drive the truck that's sitting
out. I know.
Here.
That's what Mary and I said yesterday.
Yeah.
We wanted to take it for a spin.
Something about a girl on a truck.
So fun. Something My husband only it. Lets me drive his truck whenever he's in a really good mood.
Yeah. It's your job as a woman to put him in that good mood there, Michelle.
Oh, okay.